All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler too. Waiting there for me, yes I do.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It is indeed.
Episode number 40.
It is.
If you're a long-time listener, mm-hmm. your first-time listener, it's episode number one.
Right.
You can check out all the episodes at BigKevsGeekStuff.com so you can catch up if you so desire. And for the new listeners out there, we want to start off by thanking Opie and Anthony, Eric Logan, and XM Satellite Radio for giving us this opportunity this evening.
Yes, thank you very much.
We're very excited, obviously. Who are we? What are we doing here?
I don't know. You tell me.
This is an idea that was hatched over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a very focused niche group that we're talking to this evening.
Certainly.
It's the geeks, the geek culture, which has gone from being a small group with closeted, kind of embarrassing, almost... hurtful stereotypes,
right?
To more of a mainstream. It's everywhere you go. It's everywhere you look. Mm-hmm. It's pervasive in movies and video games, and all of the mainstream culture is starting to pick up on stuff that we've been doing for 30 years.
Oh, sure, sure. So, I mean, look at the big box office movies. Look at the big television shows. I mean, television shows like Heroes taking off. That if that's not geek, I don't know what is.
And that show's humongous.
Sure.
So, I'm Big Kev. The other guy talking over there is Matt.
It's true.
And of course, with us as always, our producer, Mr. Fantastic.
Thanks for having me along for the ride, Kev.
Sure. Absolutely. we want to take a moment also to dedicate tonight's show to a friend of ours
mm-hmm.
who passed away very recently. Her name is Diane Kamahile.
Yes, from Sideshow.
From Sideshow. Sideshowtoy.com. She was a PR person over there. Oh, she did so many things, it's hard to just say the one thing that she did. But she was always very supportive of this project and projects that Matt and I have done,
mm-hmm.
Both together and separately in the past. And we want to dedicate this entire show to her tonight and her memory. And we really miss her.
We do. She was a wonderful lady, and she was a huge asset to the community and to us personally and to the show, certainly.
And we'd also like to... introduce our in-studio guest tonight, John Romita Jr. How are you, John?
What are you guys doing in my office?
John's already hard at work. For those of you that don't know John Romita Jr., probably, what, in the top 100 artists working in the industry today?
Yes, in the top 100.
Wow.
How flattering.
John's been working since the 1970s in comic books. He has worked on everything, Iron Man, Amazing Spider-Man, X-Men, everything.
Yeah, sure. I started when I was about 3.
Yeah, because for those of you that don't know, John Romita Jr.'s father, John Romita Sr.,
mm-hmm.
a legendary comic book artist.
Hi, Dad. How are you? I know you're listening. And, don't call in.
And I'm listening, too, and my pencil sketch is still not inked. And that's all I'm saying to your dad.
Well, he inked mine.
Lucky you. John did legendary runs on Amazing Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, he did an incredible run on Amazing Spider-Man for J. Michael Straczynski.
Yep. Great run on that book.
The creator of the non-Star Trek science fiction series.
Babylon 5?
That would be it. Ugh, I never liked that book.
Yeah.
That series. And right now, John is wrapping up work with super creator Neil Gaiman.
Jeez.
On The Eternals.
That's a busy, busy man, that Neil Gaiman.
And you know he's starting. You know what he's starting next week?
Uh-oh. What?
World War Hulk.
Not
right.
Neil Gaiman. No, I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, right, not Neil Gaiman.
No, he's working on the Stardust film.
Would Neil Gaiman work on a book called World War Hulk?
I don't know. We're supposed to do something after we're done with The Eternals, but I think it's pretty much up to him. You know, when you get that big and that rich, he could choose.
Right. If you are tuning into Pal Talk tonight, John will be sketching. The camera, the Pal Talk camera is fixed on some sketchbook we found somewhere in my house, in my collection. And John will be working on a sketch. Now, John has told me that he's going to be working on two characters tonight in the sketchbook. And since he wants to be different, he's actually doing two pages in the long form style.
Very exciting.
I know. And the question I want to ask John is, I know John is doing Spider-Man and Daredevil, which is two classic characters that he had two amazing runs on. My question for you, John, is in the sketch, who exactly will Spider-Man and Daredevil be fighting? What super villain?
The way I've started, there's no room, so you're screwed.
Uh-oh. I'm not screwed because I don't. You could draw Mickey Mouse in the book, and I would be happy with it. So.
Now I'm really inflated. That makes up for the other comment.
John will be sitting in with us tonight if he has comments and things like that. He'll be chiming
Can
in
I
with
pipe
those.
In?
Yes, absolutely. Pipe right in.
Okay.
We're going to try really hard not to say anything against any company that you may be associated with. So
okay.
It's very hard to do that. But yeah, so check it out on PalTalk, PalTalk.com. You can check out John. I'm not sure what camera is it?
It's Opant 2 in the ONA Live Room.
Opant 2 in the ONA Live Room. You can check out the book. I think it's picking up a little bit of that, but as we go along, it'll get darker and it'll pick up more, so... that'll be great. Let's move right into the news, Matthew.
We have some very exciting movie news.
We do?
We do. Very exciting.
All right. Lay it on us.
On movienews.virgin.net, Virgin Megastore site.
This is the big movie news of the week.
It's a huge.
Everyone should sit and hold on tight to the chair. That's what I'm doing.
They're rumoring that Val Kilmer is going to reprise his role as Chris Knight in Real Genius 2.
That's the big new movie news of the week.
No, not really. I just wanted to throw that in there. I couldn't fit it anywhere else, so I just kind of snuck it in there.
Wow, Val Kilmer is going to do a sequel to a movie that's like 30 years old.
Yeah. Actually, no. The big news is that George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, finally greenlit Indy 4.
Right. After long last, what, 150 years, I think, since the last one?
Kind of feels that way.
Wasn't it 89 or something, 88?
Yes, it was.
Something
80.
Like that?
Really?
It was?
Wow.
Wow. So it's been a long-ass time.
Yup.
Wow. And what else do you have on that?
Well, you know, Lucas has been very mum about where it's going to be shot, what it's about. He has said that some of it is going to be shot in Los Angeles and that he plans it to hit theaters in 2008. May of 2008.
So May of 2008, Indy 4. That's pretty much all they're going to let us know about it, I'm sure.
Probably. And Harrison Ford, very excited to be doing it, feels that he is fit to continue the title role despite his age.
64.
64, yes.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing. Yeah.
So,
what's he, 3 years younger than Sean Connery, who played his dad?
No, yeah?
It's only a couple years.
Oh, God.
Sean Connery's in his 70s, well into his 70s.
I hope they get him for this.
Yeah, well.
I have a little comic news also.
Alrighty.
After 60 years of Archie Comics.
Ooh.
Now, you know, Archie Comics has that very distinct cartoony style that it has to it. After 60 years, Archie is going to do, they're going to change up their house style, what they call their house style.
Right.
They're going to change it up, and they're going to do a more modern, more realistic style.
Is this in all of their books or
no,
a single book?
Well,
or?
They're saying right now it's going to be in the Betty and Veronica Double Digest. 151 is going to be the first one.
Okay.
And it's pretty amazing. And what's really amazing is they're calling it the ultimization of Archie Andrews. So.
You know how many people ask me or mention if I when I tell them I do, I'm a cartoonist. Now. I used to read Betty and Veronica.
Uh-huh.
Invariably, they'll mention that.
Sure.
Archie and Jughead.
Everybody at some point, even if you're a little kid in the barber shop, and getting your hair cut has picked up art. I'm not saying I did, but I'm saying I know people that have.
Hey, I'm proud to say that in my sketchbook, I have a Jughead sketch. So
by Fernando Ruiz?
By Fernando Ruiz.
Wow.
It's true.
He's an incredible Archie
he
artist.
He is.
The first realistic story is going to be called Bad Boy Trouble.
Oh.
And it's Veronica falls for some new cat in town, except the new cat is the kind of guy who attracts attention for being the bad boy.
Ooh.
Yes.
So not Reggie then.
And he rubs all of Veronica's friends the wrong way, including Betty.
Wow, is that the ultimization of it?
I guess so.
Ew.
I guess, wouldn't the ultimization of it be something like turning one of them into a male?
Yeah.
Or...
Ew. No, stop.
All right, I'm just saying.
Can we move away from Archie
sure,
now?
Sure, we can move away.
Fine. Looks like ABC has given the green light to developing a Mr. and Mrs. Smith one-hour pilot to air and hopefully develop into a TV show.
Awesome. Brad and Angelina on TV. Excellent.
Yeah, no. No way in hell. Will they be involved in it? I think probably the only two people from the film that will be involved in it is the writer, Simon Kinberg.
And Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, no. And the director, Doug Liman, is going to be in it. But who cares about Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Let's move on to other Angelina Jolie news.
This is a great segue.
Isn't it? Frank Miller finally has confirmed that Angelina Jolie will be in Sin City 2,
nice.
Playing the role of Ava Lord.
Cool.
So
that was an inspired bit of casting.
Yeah.
Ava Lord, hot woman. Angelina Jolie, hot woman.
Well, it kind of works out.
I know. I agree.
He says that he suspects the film will be in the can for the end of 2007. So probably, you know, early 2008, mid-2008 release.
Nice. Mr. Fantastic, you have something for us?
I have something you'll probably be interested in.
Ooh.
I know you have a big TV in your living room.
I do.
Huge.
And you're very proud of that.
67-inch DLP.
And you like to get the best picture quality possible out of everything that you hook into it.
I do.
Well, there's some videos and pictures floating around the internet today of the codename Zephyr, which is supposed to be the Xbox 362.
Hmm.
And when you look at the pictures, you see that there's an additional port on the back, which is an HDMI fully digital port
wow.
for audio and video. And Microsoft, in their usual way, denies comment here and doesn't say anything.
Right.
But the speculation is that there will be a new version that comes out, cooler running. We'll have this new port and possibly a larger 120 gigabyte hard drive and get it for the same price.
Nice.
So, I don't know what they're going to do with people who currently have the box. And
screw
gonna be,
us.
That's what they're going to do.
Probably. My son is not listening. Vinny, go to sleep. He just got Xbox 360 for Christmas.
Well, this will be an Xbox 360 as well. It'll just be an updated version. But it's all rumor and speculation.
Honey, put him to sleep.
Well, that stinks because I'm just about paid off on my first Xbox. So
took out a small loan, did you?
I did. Yeah. I actually used the rest of that loan to put a down payment. I couldn't decide whether I should put a down payment on a house or a PlayStation 3, so I went with the PlayStation.
Of course, because you need a Blu-ray player, a fancy one.
And, well, thanks, Fantastic. That's saddening, really.
Well, to stay on top of the story, go to xbox-scene.com.
Very interesting. Looks like it's time to cue up that Transformers bit.
Transformers
movie!
There you go. Obsessed with the Transformers, Matt. Go ahead.
Now, why would you say something like that? That's terrible.
We had to create that because there's so much interesting Transformers news every week from you, Matt.
I find it very interesting indeed. Two small things. There was a new Japanese promo trailer out there that had a couple of changes from the trailers we've seen so far. Most notably would be a better shot of Scorponok in that desert scene.
Right.
And in addition to that, there was another shot of Bumblebee's face. So nothing really spectacular. And that, to be honest, I'm really not jazzed about. But what I am jazzed about is if you go to TransformersMovie.com, there was a contest that they held with Peter Cullen for fans to submit lines that they wanted Peter Cullen to say. And then they would pick some winners and he would record them. And, you know, you'd get to play them. And some of them are atrocious. Some of them are not so bad. He throws out that freedom is the right of all sentient beings that we heard in that American trailer. He also
Wait, I can do this one.
Okay.
Freedom is the right of all sentient beings.
Very good.
I'm working on that one.
You're Peter Cullen?
Yeah, that's my Peter Cullen.
I've worked better.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a little stressed.
Better about you, I know.
Well, once you figure out Optimus Prime, then you have to start working on Venger.
Autobots transform.
There you go. That one was in there as well.
That's good, John. Is Michael Bay doing this?
Michael Bay, yeah. Lots of big explosions.
Lots of big explosions. So it's kind of neat to check out. It's nice to hear Peter Cullen doing some lines from it. You know, a couple of things we haven't heard, a couple of funny things. So check it out. TransformersMovie.com. Kev, what do you got?
I was reading the paper this week.
Ooh,
and by the paper, I mean the comic shop news.
Of course.
And I came across a little item coming in August from DC Direct,
mm-hmm.
which I found very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
DC Direct, I guess, recognizing the importance of the quarter scale figure.
Right.
Which is something that is taking the collectors by storm.
Sure.
Pioneered by such companies as Sideshow Toys, and there's a couple other companies that are starting.
I was going to ask, who else is doing them? Do you remember? I know Sideshow
Cinema Cat.
Oh, yes, okay. Uh-huh.
I think that's a spinoff of Toynami, although I'm not
sure. Okay.
Well, DC Direct is not to be left out of the game.
Sure.
And they are going to be releasing a quarter-scale Batman museum-quality statue.
Okay, now, is this a movie version of Batman? Is it the comic book version of Batman?
I think it's probably going to be the comic book version.
Does it say if it's inspired by a certain art style?
No,
like
it's sculpted
by Jim Lee or
James Shoop. No, I guess it's got to be just generic Batman as he looks these days. I haven't seen a picture of this yet, but I expect that it's probably amazing. Mixed media figure, resin, metal, and fabric costume, poseable cape. These are all tenants of the museum quality quarter scales that are out there.
Sure.
Limited edition, certificate of authenticity, blah, blah, blah.
All
he's
going to
be climbing the steps of the Batcave. So it's not going to be a static thing. It looks like he's actually going to be in what you would call an action pose, although not really that much action.
No.
But I guess this will join other great quarter scales that have come in the past. Marvel's done several now with Sideshow that are fantastic.
Amazing.
Their Captain America one they have coming out. I don't know if you saw that one yet.
I have, actually.
Amazing.
And they've got a White Queen one coming out too, Sideshow.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I got to make a phone call.
Well, but...
Just saying. Make sure I order mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so. Sideshow, while you brought it up, has announced two new licenses this week. One is pretty big for people who are not movie fans, who are not comic book fans, but if you're into massive multiplayer online role-playing games, especially if you play WoW, because that's the license that they picked up.
They picked up a World of Warcraft license?
They did. With the new expansion of the game coming out, Burning Crusade.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be doing figures in for the expansion, I believe. I think they're in the 12-inch scale, although I'm not sure. They didn't really have a lot of information available yet.
Right.
But
they're like everything else, they're going to tease and surprise the crap out of us like they did with Star Wars.
Well, I suspect, and I've read some places online that would agree, that probably at Toy Fair, which is coming up in a month and a half or so from now.
Right here in Manhattan.
We'll see something. We'll probably see some sort of early production, potentially even a full piece at their display at Toy Fair.
Right.
You know, normally they have just about everything that they can think of out.
Cool.
At their display. So in addition to that, they also picked up a Spider-Man 3 license, which also I believe is going to be 12-inch.
So I wonder if that's a natural extension of their Marvel license or whether that's an independent.
You know what? I don't know.
Probably have to be both, right? Sony and Marvel, I guess.
Yeah, I would guess. And I don't know if Hasbro has any say or had any problems, because I think they own the master license to pretty much everything Marvel at this point. So I don't know where their input comes in.
Right.
What's interesting, though, is that we had talked about earlier in another episode that Tonner, another company we're very, very fond of, had also picked up a Spider-Man 3 license, and they do figures in the 18-inch scale, so a little bit bigger than that 12-inch scale. And I wonder how those two are going to, I mean, obviously both very different styles, but I wonder how they're going to play off each other.
That'll be interesting. We'll have to wait till that stuff hits, and we'll be able to compare and contrast.
Certainly.
Before we go to break, let's check in with John Jr. How are we doing there, John?
I'm still here.
Yes.
I'm sweating
fruitless.
Looks like you're starting to fill in some of Daredevil's accoutrement.
Yeah, you had to show me all of these quality sketches before me.
I'm not a dummy, John. You know, I've done this before. You know, it's...
you know, I'm gonna call Jim Lee.
I know. I figured that phone call was coming.
You show me my father's, then Jim Lee's double spreads.
Right.
Almost intimated. Go ahead, beat these guys.
He said, "Beat this." He flashed through it.
Don't forget the Alex Ross piece. Also, he showed you the Alex Ross too. Please.
That's my
at least Alex Ross isn't printed monthly.
That's true.
That's the only man.
All right. So with that, let's take our first break. We'll be right back.
Forgive me if I don't shake hands.
Hi, this is Val Kilmer from the movie Tombstone. You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Isn't that a daisy?
And he really is big.
What an ugly thing to say.
Stay tuned.
I'm your Huckleberry.
You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on XM202.
Matt, they're going to do it again. New York Comic Con is returning this February.
That's right. February 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center, right in the heart of Manhattan.
Did you see the guest list on this thing? Stan the Man Lee.
Excelsior.
Ugh. J. Michael Straczynski and the one and only Kevin Smith.
Ooh.
And the three and only us.
All right.
The Big Kev's Geek Stuff staff, myself, Matt, and Mr. Fantastic will
be in attendance.
At his first
con appearance
That's
ever.
True. His first con appearance ever.
In addition, this year the New York Comic Con is hosting the 2007 Anime Awards.
In addition to that, Matt, there'll be tons of gaming, comics, toys, displays, special functions, exclusives. I'm sure they're going to have the entire gamut of the convention scene at this amazing convention.
You can go to www.nyccomiccon.com for more information. That's NewYorkComicCon.com.
Warriors! Come out to play, warrior, come out to play.
This is Irwin Keyes, the bad cop from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Roger Hill from the Warriors.
This is Apache Ramos from the Orphans.
This is Cold Cheese David Harris from the Warriors.
This is Brian Tyler, a.k.a. Snow, from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Terry Micus Vermin from the Warriors.
This is Thomas G. Waits, the Fox, from the Warriors.
This is Deborah Van Valkenburg from the Warriors.
Hey, this is Michael Beck from the Warriors.
This is Dorsey Wright from the Warriors, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Can you dig it?
I know that I can dig it.
I can dig it.
So we're back.
We are.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And let's check in with John. John, during the break, you asked me for Whiteout and Erasers.
God, yes.
So what's
Always
going on there?
That. Well, like I said, I've seen what Jim Lee did and his Whiteout on his stuff.
Right.
And I will not be outdone.
Well, that's okay.
His was done artistically. Mine's for corrections.
We've sent Paco scrambling.
We have. We brought Paco with us.
But I will take this home. So I'm I don't really need this.
Okay, that's
fine.
Take
it home, and I'm going to do something.
I know that. I know he's going to take it home, and there's going to be two pages out, and then there'll be two new pages.
He's going to scribble.
Do you want my address so you can send the check?
No, that's okay. I'll be happy to pay you in person.
My wife, Kathy, insisted on small bills cash, actually.
Oh, did she? I've met your wife. She's a lovely woman.
Yes.
At the Sketchathon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That was all of her.
John
doing.
Did a charity, what was it, 24 hours sketching?
51 hours.
51 hours and 26 minutes of sketching.
My wife will forever feel indebted to you, and actually anybody that donated money for my niece's cancer.
Well, we were very glad to do it.
It was the first time I met you, and that was
That's
very
true.
Nice of you.
We hung out for about 15 hours, the last 15
did
of those
last
hours.
Did you last that long?
Yeah. I got there right before Jim Lee did.
Did you come up from Philadelphia with him?
I did. I came up apparently behind him. So
Jim is is on my good side for all eternity.
And I sat with you and your dad in the wee hours. What, wasn't there a stabbing or a shooting in the place next door or in the place we were in?
That's fun.
Some arcade. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, arcade place on... no, it's gone. It's some, the name of the place.
I can't remember now either, but it was some arcade.
There was a couple of gang members that got pissed at each other, and there was a little bit of slicing. Nobody died.
Yeah,
right. But because of it, we had to move, and the Guinness Book of World Records people were breathing down our necks to make sure that I was constantly working.
Right.
So this group of people kind of shifted me down the block to I forgot the name of the hotel. In the front window of that hotel all through the night.
Yep.
It's sitting in the drawer.
Oh, I remember.
But we got it done.
That's right.
The Guinness World Book of Records. It's, you know, nothing that special, but
hey, it's sure it
the
is.
Money that we raised was special, and that's part of your doing.
Well, I'm very glad to do it, John, just like I said. Let's get right into our product that we brought in tonight. We're going to be talking about the Sideshow Collectibles 12-inch Darth Maul figure.
A lot of Sideshow tonight.
A lot of Sideshow. Well,
just kind
of
happened that way,
it's just, that's the way it happens. You put out the quality product, and there it is.
Sure.
Sideshow picked up this license, about a year ago now?
At least, yeah.
And they've slowly been releasing figures. They've released quarter scales of Vader, Ben Kenobi.
General Grievous.
Luke. There's a bunch of them, isn't there? And the 12 inches, of course, have been coming out all along as well. This is the most current one. He's from the Lords of the Sith line.
Correct.
He's the usual, absolutely incredible Sideshow quality that comes with each and every figure.
Yeah, you know, Sideshow really knows how to nail these things. And we've said it before, it's really great that someone has taken a Star Wars license, run with it, and not killed it.
Like Hasbro.
Right. I'm really fond of these pieces. And the price point may not be in everybody's reach, but you really do get an awesome product for it.
Yeah. And on that point of price point, don't forget, these aren't, you know, necessarily intended for meticulous play. They're meticulously decorated and accessorized, but they aren't necessarily meant for that. So, of course, your quality is going to be much larger, so your price tag is going to be a little larger, and I think it's worth the price tag.
Sure. Why don't we get into what he comes with?
Well, let's start off with the packaging.
Oh, all right.
As we mention all the time, you know, presentation is just as important as product.
Sure.
This comes in their new packaging they created for the Star Wars line.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a fold-over box that has a metallic closure flap.
Yes,
that,
it's magnetic.
That snaps shut. It's really excellent. On one side, you have a tray that has accessories. What accessories are in there, man?
He comes with his binocular things, which I can never actually remember the technical term
electro-binoculars.
Yeah, electro-binoculars, is that what it is? And then he comes with...
That's a toughie.
Yeah, great. He comes with three different saber pieces. He comes with a fully extended double-sided lightsaber.
Right.
He comes with half the saber after, I guess, it's been chopped.
Actually, I think it's when he's fighting. It's from Episode One when he's fighting Qui-Gon
on
Tatooine.
Episode One, right? On Tatooine,
because he was limited in Episodes Two and Three,
exactly
to zero time.
Exactly.
I think it's when he's fighting on Tatooine. He only lights half of it when he's fighting,
right?
Because I don't think it's cut in half. Am I right?
You know what? I can't really tell the way it's packaged in the box, so we don't have it open. But it doesn't look like it's battle damaged, as they would call it. So I'm guessing you're probably right.
Okay.
The third lightsaber piece is just a full hilt, no sabers,
no lit.
Right. He also comes with interchangeable hands, so he can do that force effect thing where he's got the one saber behind him and he's got the force hand out.
You mean like during the duel, in the first part of the duel, when everybody misses this and he opens the door behind him by force grabbing some piece of junk on
and
the ground.
And throwing it
into the door
switch.
Button. Yeah, switch. Good, fantastic. Thank you.
So that's the accessories. In addition to that, it's kind of got the flavor text on either side of the packaging.
Right.
Again, I'm a big fan of that. I really think it adds to the overall product. You know, when you get something from Sideshow, you're never getting just a figure or a toy or a statue. You're really getting an entire collector's piece.
Right.
And this just adds to it.
And what you're also getting is meticulous research and development.
Sure.
And there's a lot of thought that goes into these pieces and what they're going to accessorize with. And that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's great. Let's get on to the figure. I think the Ray Park likeness is it's fantastic.
Well, it's exactly what I would come to expect from Sideshow. Sideshow, right. I don't think, has done a figure with bad likeness ever.
Right.
Their likenesses are always spot on. The detail is always great. A character like Darth Maul with the intricate tattooing on his head and the horns, it just looks great. It looks beautiful. Actually, really what this piece does, it invokes anger and rage in me that George Lucas chose to kill him after the first film and didn't use him more, because he really was probably, or could have been probably, one of the best villains aside from Darth Vader.
Well, he's famous for that.
I know.
Just hacking great characters to bits after barely using them. Boba Fett, Jango Fett. Fantastic. What do you got on that? He's looking at us like, yeah.
Great. Thanks, guys.
The it should be noted also, it's a full costume, a full cloth costume. Mm-hmm. It's not any type of molded piece. And that's really important, too. Again, upscale collector's piece here.
Right.
So you're going to expect these kind of upscale details.
Right. So... very exciting, because this gives me a lot of hope for these other licenses that we know they grabbed, Spider-Man, World of Warcraft, etc. So,
right.
Great piece from Sideshow.
And we should talk also about briefly about some of the other Sideshow pieces that are coming up.
Sure.
Like the quarter-scale Boba Fett, which could possibly be the best Star Wars collectible I've ever seen.
You know what? I want to say it's Gentle Giant right now, has a, I think it's an 18-inch Boba Fett maquette that's out. Retails around $200.
Is it 18 inch?
I think so, yeah. I guess he's 18
like,
inch.
I thought it was like 12.
Nah, I think he's a little bit bigger. He's on a pretty big base, so maybe with the base, it ends up being like 18 inch,
right?
The total piece. But the Sideshow piece even blows that away. Just the scale is great. The detail is great.
Did you hear also, while we're on the topic of Star Wars, that Master Replicas has announced that they are going to put out a Force Effects Yoda saber?
I want it.
Yeah, I figured you
would. It's going to retail for what, like 40, 45 bucks?
I know. What's it?
Nice.
5 inches long?
Great. It's like a eating knife.
You just carve stuff up with
it. Yeah, some steak or something.
So that's the Star Wars line from Sideshow. Lords of the Sith, Darth Maul, Sith Lord, 1/6 scale or 12-inch figure.
Yep.
Check it out at SideshowToy.com.
Correct.
You can check out their entire line. They have a fantastic line of products over there from all different sorts, Star Wars, Buffy, and so on and so forth.
It's true.
You want to check out that saber. I don't know if they have pictures of it yet, up at masterreplicas.com and gentlegiant.com. You can check out the Boba Fett that Matt mentioned there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. To me, I'm so looking forward to that quarter scale one.
I know.
Sideshow.
But I'm saying, if you're a Boba Fett collector, you know, multiple scales might be your thing.
Oh, like our buddy Matt in England.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, what a sad case.
Yeah.
It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. ABC, easy as
1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go, bring me ABC. Hey, this is Rosario Dawson from Clerks 2, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go, bring me ABC.
1, 2, 3. Matt, in addition to all the great features already available on the home site, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, we have now created a forum so that fans of this show can listen and interact with each other.
Some of the forums include discussions about individual episodes, toys and action figures, comic books, TVs and movies, and other random bits of goodness that you may find online.
The fans of Geek Stuff can now interact with each other, talk about episodes, talk about things that we're discussing on the show, get their own opinions out there. Yeah. Now fans will be able to drop their show ideas right on the forum.
So check out the Geek Stuff forums by going to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and clicking on the forums link.
Yeah, let them fight amongst themselves. We got enough stuff to do.
Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Hey, this is Lance Guest from The Last Starfighter, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It'll be a slaughter!
That's the spirit!
The Last Starfighter may be one of the most underrated funny science fiction movies ever.
It's true.
That's a classic.
It is. I love
Disney
it.
Disney didn't do much great science fiction. That and Tron.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a few others that I'm forgetting, but
that's
that,
all I could think
that
of.
That Last Starfighter, man, that's a great flick.
They need to do a Tron 2.0 and not a video game version, never, an actual film version.
Never going to happen.
I know it's never going to happen, but a man can dream.
Let's check in with John Jr.
I'm still here.
Still there?
You
How's
have
it
no
coming
idea
along?
How I'm sweating over this drawing for you.
I know. I can see that.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to say hi to Jordan, your niece.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I should have said it before when we were talking about her. She's how many years in remission now?
3 years, I believe.
3 years.
Wow.
And
Fantastic.
Considering what she was diagnosed with, it's absolutely a miracle.
Well, Jordan, we're very happy to say hi to you out there in California. And yeah. John, how's the drawing coming?
It's coming along very well. I'm impressed that I can go over the binding like this.
That's I'm impressed too.
Yes. You know Jim, extra bucks for that. I want you to know.
No, Jim Lee didn't complain about that.
Jim Lee's a model citizen.
And Bill Sienkiewicz didn't complain.
Well, these are all geniuses.
Mark Texaria didn't.
Good.
Well, maybe not.
So
Mark
I'm the first
Texaria.
Guy to complain. This is good. I like being. The
it's
first
a first. You're a first. So we're just waiting for our phone-in guest to.
Your phony
be
guest?
Phoned in. We have
phony.
A phony.
Come
no,
on,
phone, phone in, John.
In.
Please, we got enough problems. Don't start calling a guest phony. He is what he is. So while they're getting him on the phone,
you know,
we're
we could
going
have
to...
taken phone calls from every Sicilian on the East Coast if you'd let my relatives call in.
Oh, is that right?
Sure.
That's all we need. Yeah. A bunch of Sicilian geeks calling in.
Oh, I never said they were geeks.
Hey.
They know nothing about it. That's why they would have called in.
Hey, why ain't you talking about Captain America?
No,
it's America. Why ain't you talking about the captain? What's the story there, Eric?
Well, I called your guest.
Uh-huh.
He's not there right now. He's out getting baby food.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yes. So he'll be back in a couple of minutes, and
right.
then we'll get him on the phone for
Nice.
You.
He, yes, our guest, who we're leaving a mystery for the moment, just had a kid.
Because
so.
You called him a phony.
I didn't call him a phony, John. You
he did.
Did. So, John, the characters you're working on there, Spider-Man and Daredevil, you had historic runs on both of those books.
And actually, I always do Daredevil as when asked to pick him because it's the simplest character.
Oh,
that's
so
a lot
you...
like it's a lot like Batman, which gets done a lot because
right.
it's an easy costume and it's a moody costume you can play with shadows and.
So you've picked an easy character to do.
That's right.
Oh, I see.
John, can I ask you to actually hold the book up? Because from where I'm sitting, I can't actually see the
just
sketch.
Hold it
I'd
up
like
for
to just
him,
get
yeah.
a quick peek of it. Wow, that is an impressive looking piece.
And John's going to take that home to finish up the background and so on and so forth.
You sure. mean spill white out all over the page.
I promise yeah. I will not damage it.
It's going to, apparently it's going to rain and or snow where Daredevil and Spider-Man are in that sketch.
Oh, you know, my wife knows about that. I've
I don't
done
know.
More than my share of rainy scenes that
well,
have taken a lot of time to
draw. All I'm saying, well, didn't you do, aren't you the one that did the perched with the rain coming down?
Yeah.
That is my favorite Spider-Man piece.
Thank you.
If you check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com when we post this episode, episode 40, the name of the episode, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The XM Experience.
That's right.
So when you check out episode 40, the XM Experience, we'll have a photo gallery
mm-hmm.
where you can check out pictures of some of the things that we're talking about on the show here.
Right.
That's something that we do each week on BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And we'll post that picture. It is my my favorite Spider-Man image. Ever.
That's actually my
Spider-Man
father
perched and the rain coming
yeah,
down.
My father inked that.
Is that right?
That poster.
Wow.
Was inked by my father.
You know, I have a Spider-Man sketch that's I have one that's inked by
inked
your dad
mine.
And one that's
you know
not
have
inked.
Have him up here.
Yeah.
And have him on the show. And
all right.
I'm sure he would
gladly sit here and ink my
yeah, but you know, I have to get
I'd have to whip out
this.
The tracer jokes then.
Oh,
John
no.
John Romita Sr. Tracer.
No.
Just kidding, John. I love you, sir. You're
no, if he
you're
listens
an
to
icon.
Show and you guys are very very well-mannered, no cursing.
No, sir. No, sir.
You know, he'll just he
Why
just
the fuck
the
would we do that,
That's
John?
It. Yeah. I knew that was coming.
That's it.
I was going to say,
I
you know,
screwed
actually,
that pooch right whew. There. So, John, can you tell us a little bit about, are you allowed at all to spill any of the information about World War Hulk?
I don't know a whole lot about the story. I just
Uh-oh.
Know that it's the attraction was the Hulk is coming back
to Earth
from outer space to Earth, and there will be a lot of ass kicking. So that's how they proposed it to me, because they feel that since I've done such deep important stories as
right.
Sentry and, yes. and Sentry. Eternals.
You don't know how difficult it is for me to sit here, John, and just not comment as freely as I'd like to.
Behave.
But let's go. Go on, by all means.
So they want me to do something a little bit more knockdown, drag out, balls to the wall stuff, and the attraction was doing the Hulk.
Is it because the book you've been working on with Neil Gaiman, The Eternals, is not so much of a knockdown, drag out?
But it's probably the best story overall I have ever worked on.
And it's some of the most beautiful, epic work that you've
Thank you.
Ever done.
Thank
I
you
mean,
very
science
much.
Fiction-wise, it's 2001.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, story-wise and visually, John
right.
has really captured that
Thank you.
In The Eternals. So you can check out on the newsstands still. What are we up to? Four?
Number six
five,
is coming out
six.
Soon. Yeah. And I'm working
And aren't you 12
finishing?
Pages behind on
I am. I
seven?
Should be done, but I'll blame that on Neil. Neil's got minor things to work on, like movies and novels,
yeah.
you know.
The Neil Gaiman movie coming out this summer is...
Stardust.
Thank
In
you.
Addition, he has Coraline coming out as well. So Neil, a busy, busy man.
Is that animated Coraline?
I believe so. It's going to be stop motion,
oh, the stop
like
motion.
Corpse Bride, Nightmare yeah. Before Christmas.
Like I said,
that
unimportant
kind of
stuff. That's why he's so behind.
So, do you?
Sorry, Neil, if you're listening to this.
E-Rock, we need those sheets back. And before we go to our phone guest, let's just check in one more time on the drawing here. John is filling in. The apparently very difficult Spider-Man costume.
Yes.
No, it's
as
not.
Opposed to the simplistic Daredevil costume. What, should I have asked you for the was it the mid-90s Daredevil costume? The black and red?
That's true.
All right, let's get right to our phone guest. He is our friend. He is from a very popular television show called Ghost Hunters.
It's true.
And he is a big, giant geek and was... very excited to do our show. Brian Harnois.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Brian?
Not too much, man. Just chilling. Just sorry, I had to go out and run out and get something for the baby, so sorry it took me a little while.
Wife's not providing food for the baby?
Oh, no, it's a little Mylocon, a little gas relief for the baby.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a little colicky baby here.
Good. Uh-huh. Let's get right into more baby news. Oh, wait, no. Brian, what's going on?
Not too much, man.
What are you up to these days? You're filming Ghost Hunters.
Yes, we're actually in hiatus right now for Ghost Hunters, and I'm actually working on the trips that I'm doing with Ron Milione. So I've been doing that for like 8-9 hours a day for the last 2 weeks.
Now, now, what's that all about, Brian?
Well, we actually, me and Ron, doing a thing called Wheezy Ron Trips, and we are actually going to famous haunted sites with... And people can come along with us. They just email us at wheezyrontrips@gmail.com, and they can go with us. We're going to Lizzie Borden's house in February, Eastern State Penitentiary, Waverly Hills, and actually we're doing starting in the end of March or early April, we're going to start doing a little Bigfoot hunting.
Nice.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
And you're taking us on one of those, aren't you? Didn't we talk about that?
Of course.
Very exciting. We're going to cover that live.
Very exciting.
That will be another live program.
I want to go to Lizzie Borden's house.
I want to go to that one, too. I like that story.
February 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, man.
Hey, if we're available, we'll be there.
I think Definitely. So.
You're also working on what else? Your magazine, right?
Yes, Scars Magazine. We do a magazine called Scars Magazine. It's a horror magazine. Anything and everything that has to do with horror, we have. Anything from film to, matter of fact, Michelle, my fiance, she does the true crime. She actually just wrote her second part to her BTK Killer article, and anything that has to do with anything from music to video games, anything that has to do with blood, guts, and gore, we got it.
And your lovely review of the Freddy and Jason pieces in that premiere issue.
Yes, I actually got two pieces from the Sideshow Collectibles. It was Jason and Freddy from the movie Jason vs. Freddy, which... wasn't a bad movie, but, you know, it could have been a little bit better here and there.
Yeah.
But I got the two pieces from Sideshow Collectibles. I took some pictures of it, of them, did a couple reviews, and keep looking for more because they sent me a couple other figures that I'm going to be doing reviews for very soon.
Now, the first issue of the magazine, is that what's out so far? When's the second one coming, or is that...
Second one is being published in the next 2 weeks. We actually got all the articles in. And it's going to be, the cover of it is Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, a brand new horror movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah,
theaters.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yes, we actually got to see a screener of it about 6 months ago, and I absolutely fell in love with the movie. One of the best horror movies I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And we did some reviews, did some interviews, and it's going to be out in this issue. It's going to be published within the next 2 weeks and be on the newsstands. We actually have Newbury Comics. He's going to be putting us on the newsstands there. So we're going to be inside the Newbury Comics and and a few other newsstands, and hopefully somebody will pick it up and read it and like it and buy it.
Excellent. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
You have this huge catchphrase.
Yes, dude, run.
Dude, run. What's the origin of that?
Well, dude, run had a little scare at Eastern State Penitentiary. I'll tell you a little, quick story. I'll make it a little quick. My friend Dave Hobbs, he's actually the director of photography now. He was the camera guy at the time, wanted to take some personal pictures of Eastern State Penitentiary. And we were on some downtime, and I wasn't going to let him go alone because it was pitch black, and, you know, you could fall or anything like that. So I went with him, and we sat there and walking down the hallway, and I got a really weird tingly feeling like something was about to happen like I usually get. So I was just joking. I said, is anybody here that'd like to speak with us tonight? And Dave took a picture, and all you see is this big black shadow come out from one cell door, go right across the cell block into another cell door, and we both looked at each other, and I yelled, dude, run, and ran down the hallway.
Well, I know I proudly wear my dude run baseball hat all the time.
Very nice. Very nice. Appreciate that.
But, Brian, we know that you are a big collectible geek.
You're a geek, that's for sure.
I'm a geek. I'm a loud and proud geek, my friend.
I spent 3 days sitting next to you at a con. I know what a geek you are.
Yes, sir.
And your poison, we understand, is Darth Vader and Darth Vader collectible. So how did that kind of come about?
Well, I've been into Star Wars all my life. I remember when I was a kid, you know, going to see the movies, going to see Empire Strikes Back when I was about 4.5, 5 years old. And you just fell in love with the movies. And at one point, I had a very, very large Star Wars collectibles, collection.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 3,600 pieces in my collection.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And, you know, I was married, now I'm divorced, but I was married at the time, and I got rid of the collection, and I kicked myself in the butt every day thinking about it. But I decided to narrow it down to one person, and who better to narrow it down to is to probably the best and most, you know, sinister villain of all time, Darth Vader. And, I just love his personality in the movies. I just love the way he just, you know, carries himself in the movies. And I just, like, you know what, I'll start collecting Darth Vader. And it went from a couple pieces to now I have over 300 in my collection, and some of them are actually, you know, very rare pieces. And my fiancée, Michelle, has helped me out a lot. She's got me a bunch of them for Christmas and stuff. So.
Oh, I'm sure they're really rare, big TV guy. Well, Brian?
Yes.
Before we get out of here, why don't you give us a couple of plugs? We know you're doing Ghost Hunters. Where can they check out that Trips thing, the folks listening?
Well, the Wheezy Ron Trips, you can go to Wheezy Ron. We're going to have a website very soon, WheezyRon.com.
Okay.
Well, we have our MySpace is MySpace.com/WheezyRonTrips. And if you want to go on any of the trips that are listed there, you can easily email me at WheezyRonTrips@gmail.com. And I'm going through the emails every day, so if anybody wants to go to either Lizzie Borden or Eastern State or Waverly and stuff, just give me a holler and I'll book you up for a ticket. And Scars Magazine, if you go to scarsmagazine.com, you can get a subscription there and hopefully you'll like the magazine.
Very cool. Brian, when are we going to see you again? When are you going to be up in our area?
I don't know. I don't really know. I'm going to be in New Jersey. I'm going to be in New Jersey in about a month and a half. I'm going to Monster Mania.
Oh, nice. We're going to go down to Monster Mania.
Awesome.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Definitely.
Then I will be seeing you then.
Excellent,
hopefully,
Brian.
Maybe we'll be sitting next to you, Brian.
I hope so. That'd be great. And if you want to go to Lizzie Borden, just let me know. That's
okay.
The first, second, third, and fourth in Fall River, Mass. So it's just, you know, a couple hours drive for you guys, and just let me know.
Very cool.
I'll make sure to reserve you a few spots.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brian.
No problem, Kev. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay,
all right, Brian. Take care.
See you later, man. Bye.
Well, we're pulling headlong into the end of the show here.
We are.
And we want to shout out to one of our regulars.
Yep.
Retailer X.
Aww.
Is laid up in the hospital.
He is.
And I'm just going to say this, colostomy, that's his bag.
Aww.
That's all I'm saying.
That's terrible.
Hey, what can I do?
Yeah, we'll soon.
We want to also thank John Romita Jr.
Definitely.
For coming in and doing a sketch and piping in with us all night. Thanks so much, John.
I got an amazing buzz from these Magic Markers.
Nice.
I got to take a
that in the
home.
Heat. John's going to take that home and finish it, presumably someday. And we're gonna scan it. We're going to have it up on BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
I'm on my way home, hon. I'll be there in about an hour.
We just wanted to throw a couple things out there. We've been mentioning the website all night long. It's BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can also go to MySpace.com/BigKevsGeekStuff. And we have a couple of appearances coming up in the near future. We're going to be at the Big Apple Con January 19th and 20th. That's a free convention for all the guests. And then the New York Comic Con February 23rd through the 25th. So.
All right. And again, we want to thank Opie and Anthony for giving us this shot. Eric Logan, who's hopefully checking us out. And XM Satellite Radio.
Thanks for having me, Kev. I really appreciate it.
Oh, John, it's been our pleasure.
Thank you.
We hope to have you again. And
absolutely. You can have me as often as you want me.
Say hello to your dad for me.
Yeah.
I will do that.
And who am I forgetting?
I don't know. We did dedicate this episode to Diane. So
Diane Kamahile from Sideshow. We miss you, Diane, very much. And check us out each and every week, BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
I think that is it.
That's it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So long. Auf Wiedersehen.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know.